Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're going to be visiting with Dan Haynes, and he's Executive Director of the Nishna Valley Family YMCA. Good morning to you, Dan.
Good morning, LaVon.
Well, we're going to talk about changes. You know, there's some things that stay the same that are really important, but there are lots of changes. And the first one we want to talk about is the blood mobile.
Right. The Red Cross had contacted the Y originally and asked us if we would host the blood drive. And they just kind of wanted to change things up, and then eventually it worked into that. Could you be the contact director, whatever you want to be? So that's the way it ended up.
All right, and so the biggest change part of that is, of course, who is hosting it and the location. So tell us about. Of course, it's going to be at the YMCA, but what about hours?
The hours are noon to 6, like they've always been. Really, everything is staying the same except the location. They just thought maybe they should change it up. The numbers had been dropping a little bit, so they wanted to kind of just change things up, maybe use the ability to use the membership that we already have here. So it's going to be at the YMCA in our back gym, noon to 6 on Thursday.
All right, and I think Thursday has been the day for a long, long time. So folks, remember, if you're one of those people who give every time it comes around, it's still on Thursday, just go to the Y instead of the Catholic Church. But, you know, it's a big job, Dan, to make sure you have everything lined up and getting the publicity out.
Yeah, there's lots of things to do. The nice thing is all of the volunteers that helped at the Parish Center, they've still all graciously agreed to still do those kind of things. So really, again, nothing has really changed. It's just moved location. They put my name on the flyer. So I don't know if that's good or bad, but the nice thing is we do have all of the slots are filled. That's not to say that all of the time slots are filled. So they're still taking walk-ins. So please don't stay away because of that. But so that there's 102 time slots that are filled. So we're excited about that.
Good news. And I just add, I know you're still going to have goodies to eat because that's a part of giving blood.
Yes. I did get a couple calls about when is it coming back to the Parish Center, and I don't think there is a plan for it to at this point. And somebody asked about the food, and I said it's the same ladies doing the same food, and same ladies and gentlemen, I don't know who all's on it, but we certainly appreciate them. The food will stay the same. The back gym, there isn't a kitchen in our back gym, but I'm sure that we can handle that, and we'll make things work for everybody.
The important thing is to just keep on doing what you've been doing if you've been a donor, and add it to your list if you haven't been. Now, we started out saying changes, and there are a number of changes going on at the local YMCA.
Yes, a couple things going on right now. Some people have been affected already by our wall construction, and if people haven't heard about that yet, we are putting a movable wall system in our back gym, in the south gym. And the reason for that is because we want to be able to hold classes on both sides of that gym. Right now, if we have a class, say, of 20 people, they take up basically the whole gym. Now we'll be able to split that off if we want to. We'll be able to run a class of 20 on one side, another 20 on the other side. So it'll be a sound barrier. It's like a banquet wall. So we can move it in and move it out as we want to. So if we want to have a full court basketball, we can still do that.
Okay. That says to me, Dan, that there is a need. There's a lot of activity, lots of classes happening, and you really do need that space.
Yeah, we've really come up against, we've got a lot of folks that want to be in classes and lots of kids after school. We want to be able to put them in their own safe space and be able to offer more things for more people, and it's really become a problem. It's certainly going to help. One of the things that's made this possible is we got a grant from the state of Iowa legislators, and so we've got a $50,000 grant to help with that, so that was very nice.
Things always happening at the Nishna Valley Family YMCA. Now, something else that you're looking for, and the wall doesn't have anything to do with this because it has to do with water.
Yes, we have an aquatics director position open, and some people may have seen it in the paper and advertised around, but we have an aquatics director that we love, but she's decided to step down, and so we're looking for somebody. So if you have any aquatics experience, or if you're just a swimmer and don't have aquatics director experience, we can train you for most of the things. We just you have to be able to swim, though.
That lets me out, Dan. But again, that's such an important thing that the Y offers, are those swimming opportunities for learning and for exercise and on. So listen up if you're at all interested in that position. Then let's talk about cardio.
We have a cardio replacement project going on, and really this is replacing all of our treadmills, ellipticals, and bikes that are upstairs on the fitness floor. And you need to do that about every four years is kind of the life expectancy on most of those before they start breaking down. And we also wrote a grant to the Iowa West Foundation to help replace those. And if you saw in the paper and on the radio that we did get a grant from the Iowa West Foundation for $32,500. We also got a grant from the Cass County Community Foundation. So those dollars are going to go towards that replacement. And we're always looking for members or community folks that want to contribute to that. They can certainly do that. Sometimes people are looking for an end of the year tax savings or tax break. And we are a charitable organization, so if they want to donate, they can donate to that project as well.
And saying end of the year, my goodness, we're almost there. So if you're thinking about that, don't wait too long, because that end of year is going to be right here. Now, if you have new equipment, not if, when you have new equipment installed, I'm thinking there may be some changes in that equipment, maybe serving the same purpose, but maybe there needs to be some instruction on those?
Yeah, we'll have our personal trainers will be around. They can train you on it. If you've never used a piece of equipment before, we can certainly help you do that. Orientation basically on everything that's upstairs, not just the cardio equipment. But there's always new nuances to different models, and it'll be a different brand probably this time. We hope that we have had a TV issue on our treadmills, so we hope to get that fixed, so that will make our current members very happy. So we'll hopefully get that done, but it's still a few weeks out yet before that's going to happen.
Okay, so I was just going to ask when that's going to happen, but keep on coming, and I'm sure many people are really excited about getting that new equipment. If you come to the Y often and use that equipment, well, it's those changes are kind of exciting, so it's good to see those kinds of things happening. Okay, then you have another item on your list.
Yes, we just wanted to let everybody know that if you are on Medicaid and a provider is AmeriHealth Caritas, there is an option on your policy that you may be able to get a free membership to the YMCA. So just check out your Medicaid provider. If you're AmeriHealth Caritas, come in and see our membership director, Michelle Heath, or anybody at the front desk, and we can help you and to find out whether you get a free membership. So we do happen to have them in our building today. However, we can help you at any time.
Okay, that's good to know that you all have to stay informed about those kinds of things. So great things always happening here at the YMCA. Let's remind folks again about the blood drive.
Blood drive is Thursday the 17th, and it's from noon to 6 at the YMCA in the back gym. If you'd like a closer parking spot, you can park in our back parking lot, so anybody is welcome. We all of our time slots are filled. However, we want walk-ins, because lots of times somebody gets turned away because of their iron is low or something like that, or somebody just forgets to come in. So yeah, we certainly still want those walk-ins.
All right, very good. So again, this is going to be a continuing location. And other than location, everything else is basically the same. We want to thank you very much, Dan Haynes, Executive Director for the Nishna Valley YMCA, Family YMCA. And until next time, here's a thought. Give thanks for all things, big and small.